At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
We're talking Browns right now. We're talking patience. We're talking quarterback. We're talking plan. We're talking coaches. Dan Orlovsky of ESPN going out yesterday on their pregame festivities leading up to the Eagles-Packers game saying, if I'm the New York Giants' number one guy I'm taking a look at, I'm paying attention to Cleveland. And if Kevin Stefanski is available, that's the guy I want. Big statement, Dan Menigan.
Mm-hmm. It is, and I wonder... You think Kevin Stefanski can coach. I think Kevin Stefanski
can coach. Without question.
I just wonder if the message has gone stale in Cleveland.
Which is a valid point.
And if that's the case, then it's just time. Yep. And that happens. Sometimes it's, hey, I've lost my way. My offense doesn't look the way it should. I should probably take a little bit of time and figure out how to move this forward and figure out what this looks like next. And maybe it's becoming the offensive coordinator when somebody hires Clint Kubiak. You know, maybe it's becoming the next head coach of the New York Giants or the next head coach of the Miami Dolphins or the next head coach of whomever fires someone. You know, I sometimes the message just gets stale. And I think that might be where we are in Cleveland.
Well, it's a real valid point. What do you think, folks? 216-474-0092. Love your thoughts about that and about what's going on this year. Regis is in Wycliffe. Hi, Regis. Welcome.
How you doing today?
We are well. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm a season ticket holder, been for quite a while. My wife always complains because I stay to the end of the game. I'm just one of those guys. I get ripped by my friends and everything. But, you know, earlier you talked about whether the front office knew how this season was going to go. Well, just an example, okay, my tickets are like, say they're $266 on average for all the games this year.
Okay.
Because they do this flex pricing for Ticketmaster and stuff. Well, the preseason game for the Rams was like $293. The next three games were like $340-some. The next five games, now remember, we got the Bills coming in, 49ers and stuff like that. They priced them at $217. Now, I know Ticketmaster does it because they get 10% coming and going, whatever, but whatever they list these tickets at, the Browns front office eventually has to agree on it. But what does that tell you? Am I seeing too much in this, or am I wrong?
Can't say that you're wrong. In other words, they've dropped the ticket prices as the season's gone on. That what you're saying,
right,
Regis?
Yeah. And this was at the beginning of the season. I mean, they flex priced these. So this has been since the beginning of the season when I first got my tickets.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I just, like, what does that tell you?
That's a good question. It's the first I've heard of that.
That's odd. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to.
Well, that's I've been trying to get somebody to listen to this because I'm like I just couldn't fathom that. I mean, $290 some for a preseason tickets when they don't even have half the venues open. Half the people aren't walking up in the stands because years ago I used to complain. I went down to get drinks for somebody at a preseason game. I missed a whole quarter. And they said, well, you're not paying the full price. You know, we got flex pricing. You're only paying $100 and some. Well, this time I'm paying over my $266 average price. And for a preseason game, I don't get it.
All right. So the thoughts that I've got, Regis.
Thanks,
so one
Regis.
Of them is the product itself. I feel like that's the easy go-to. The second one I wonder is the fact that you're buying football tickets for an outdoor football stadium in December. And it's an ask for people to put on 17 layers and go down to the stadium in the end of November, December to go watch football because it's so darn cold. And let's face it, the NFL has built their product for you to sit at home and watch it on your couch.
Have they ever?
I mean, goodness, they borderline want you to. And if you need proof of it, it's the fact that they flex these games all over the place starting in November. They want you to be on your couch at home. So I wonder if some of it might be that it's just like, okay, you know, how do I get this person to get off their couch and come on down and do this? Well, maybe a little bit lower to go with your 17 layers.
Jeff is in North Olmsted. Hello, Jeff.
I don't know. I'm just spitballing, so I have no idea.
Hi, Jeff.
Gentlemen, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
No worries.
Mr. Madigan, I am 100% in agreement with you that I do feel like the Stefanski era has become stale. So if the Giants want him, they can have him, in my opinion. Listen, I hate the fact that I had to call back and talk about the Jets game after Andy thought I was crazy when I said that there's a good chance they might blow this one too. How do you have trust in an organization that's let us down time and time again, right? Like, it's easy to just be about it all the time. So what I think is interesting is, you know, bringing up, you know, our record and where we're standing and this coming draft, like I talked about with you guys a little bit the other day, and it kind of gave me a good sense of it because I got to watch a game with him the other day, the Penn State game, you know, talking about Mendoza and these top-tier quarterbacks. And again, I'll say it is, it's just this draft is so lackluster, in my opinion, and lacking that attention-grabbing quarterback, right? And
seems that way, Jeff, right now, anyway.
It just does. Yeah. It just, and I know you love Sellers, and here's my thing. He feels kind of like a Jalen Milroe type of quarterback with me,
He's
too.
Raw,
so I
man.
Do like your ideas
yeah.
with Richardson.
Anthony Richardson, maybe Daniel Jones when Daniel was coming out.
Yeah, it's very similar. I know Tommy Rees does like having those kind of guys around. So, listen, what I think is very interesting and why I wanted to bring up Jackson Dart and the Giants in general is they take a chance on this Jackson Dart, right? And look, he's not a system quarterback. He makes plays with his feet, and it just feels like the NFL is consistently trending towards those type of quarterbacks, right? It doesn't have to be a system guy that's 6'4 and delivers the ball from the pocket, right? Stefanski, it almost feels like he's going down with the ship on this one, right? And listen, Mary Kay brought up a point, and I hated it because of just the idea that, hey, he's, you know, Dylan's a third-round pick, so why would you give up on him this early? Well, guess right. Sometimes you just take a swing and a miss on a quarterback or another player in the third or fourth round, right? So they're not always going to be impactful players. That should not be the only reason that we hang on and keep playing Dylan. Listen, some of those throws in that game were god-awful, and I yep. told you when I called the other day that if the Jets game is the biggest indicator for Dylan, if we can't get out of that game with a win, that's trouble, right? And two touchdown passes, yeah, they're great. The throw to Judy was not bad. I don't want to call a knock on Dylan, guys. Like, it actually pisses me off that we spent a third-round pick and this is what we're doing, and all of a sudden we're thinking, well, it's time to move on. But guess what? You took two backup quarterbacks, essentially, in the same draft. And we're kind of in that position again with these picks coming up into next year's draft. We got to make good decisions. I keep saying weapons, weapons, weapons. I don't care about quarterbacks at this point. Go get me a vet. We got to draft playmakers, guys. And it's not going to change. Nothing will change inevitably. If you do the same things and over again,
yes.
It's the definition of what, right?
Yeah, well, Dylan said that the other day, Jeff, actually, which made me think. Well, careful there.
I've said it before. I will say it again. I am someone who believes you should build the rest of your roster and then drop the quarterback into it. I would have no problem whatsoever. And this gets people grumpy. I'll have no problem whatsoever if you walk into this and go, all right, we're taking the best wide receiver in this class, and then we're taking the best left tackle that we can get later on, and we need to build everything up before you drop the quarterback in. I'd be okay with that.
Let me just throw this at you.
I've often thought that was the way this should work.
Let me just throw this at you.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Scenario.
Please.
Draft day comes around.
Okay.
Browns have already signed a free agent quarterback. For instance, Kenny Pickett, he's a free agent. Joe Flacco, they signed, you know, Joe's a free agent again. But let's just say they signed somebody like that, and we go through the exact same situation that we did this year. And then they, you know, they drafted Dylan and Shador. But some team calls you, and they want to move up. Trade one of the 2026 draft, first-round draft picks. Hold on, for two in 2027 and maybe a second, and then in 2027, when Arch Manning's ready to come out? Something to think about.
Kicking
it down the road doesn't sound ideal. However, it fits with the just build a team and then drop your quarterback in later.
It does.
It fits with that.
That fits that mantra, but the problem is,
you're not going to build a team if you keep trading first-round picks.
Exactly, and at some point, you need to have a product on the field that can succeed.
That is correct.
You know, and if you keep kicking the can down the road, you know.
Anthony's in Stowe. Anthony, welcome.
How are you, Anthony?
Good to have you call.
What's up, guys?
How are you?
You know, you guys made a good point last segment. I think you said, you know, it's tough for a coach to win without talent, right? You guys said that.
I've always thought that.
I believe that, and that shoe also fits on a quarterback. You can't win without talent.
Agree completely.
Okay. So, Kevin Stefanski, in his tenure here with the Browns, right, the 2 years that he had halfway decent talent, out of the playoffs twice in, 4 years, I believe. Is that correct?
And they won 11 games each year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, correct. I want you guys to have a little homework assignment after this call and look up the past 10, 15, 20 Super Bowl winners.
Okay. Mr. Anthony wants us to do history homework. I'm putting it in my assignment notebook.
And I want you to look at the running backs and the wide receivers and the offensive lines of those teams.
Okay. So look at rosters. Is there a Cliff Notes to this?
No.
Let's go recent. Saquon Barkley and A.J. Brown.
Correct. Go to Kansas City after that. Go to the Rams after that. Go to Baltimore. Go to anybody. The only exception to what I'm saying is Tom Brady, because I'm 45 years old, and in my lifetime, he may be the only quarterback I can think of that actually won many Super Bowls, and his best offensive threat those years was Gronk. Right? I can't even Lawrence Maroney, I can't even remember some of the running backs he had. The 1 year he had Randy Moss, they didn't win the Super Bowl.
Oddly enough.
If you look at every Super Bowl winning team, they have Pro Bowl wide receivers and running backs. At best, they have Hall of Fame.
Call waiting for Anthony. Anthony, you still there? Anthony, we lost you, bud. Sorry about that.
And I'll also chime in above average. above average offensive line play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although many years you saw the New England Patriots get by with backup offensive linemen because guys were hurt and everything else, and somehow they were able to win with some offensive lines that weren't
Dante
exactly,
Scarnecchia is
their old offensive line coach,
and I'm 99% sure he might have been a warlock.
It wasn't exactly what they had in mind on the offensive line, and they made it work.
That guy, whatever he's doing right now and whatever he was paid, I think Bill would double his salary yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, Dante Scarnecchia was a god.
I think that's accurate. Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps, Dan Menigan, in for Andy Baskin today. We're going to go to the fan hotline because joining the show is Odyssey legal insider Amy Dash, and insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Amy, thank you for your time. Good to have you with us.
Hello, Amy.
Great to be here. Thank you guys for having me.
Now, one thought. Let me get this right out of the way. Our insiders are brought to us by BetMGM. That tells you a lot about what's going on in sports today. You're on with us today because a couple of Cleveland Guardians are involved in a betting scandal. And that's just kind of where sports is. First of all, let's get to Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz. The charges have these huge penalties attached to them. Maybe 20 years for wire fraud, 20 years for honest services wire fraud, 5 on conspiracy to influence sporting contest, and 20 on money laundering conspiracy. There's no way these guys are doing 65 years in jail, but this is serious stuff. How bad could this get for those two baseball players?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, these are just mere allegations at this point, although in the indictment there's citations to pretty substantial evidence that the government claims that it has. But as you said, up to 65 years in prison is unlikely. This is very reminiscent of the Varsity Blues scandal, the college admission scandal. So remember that there were some people who were accused of very similar charges, bribery to get their kids into college, bribing college admissions officers and sports coaches. And the organizer of that scheme, the mastermind of that scheme, faced 3.5 years in prison. Other people who were loosely related or involved sometimes got no prison time, sometimes got several months in prison. But a lot of factors come into play here, and that includes what's the person's criminal record. Are they able to strike a plea deal? Can they give the government information it can use to go out and build other cases against other people? How much money was involved here? What are the losses that were sustained? Can these players, if they are found guilty, give restitution, which is provide money back to people to mitigate the damage? So there are a lot of different factors here. So like you said, absolutely 65 years, unlikely, but still serious nonetheless. And prison time is certainly on the table.
Both the attorneys for Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz have came out and made statements proclaiming their innocence in that. What defense do they have in this, in your opinion, Amy?
So I think it's going to be very difficult to put up much of a defense at all, to be honest with you, if, in fact, the government has the amount of evidence that it's stating it has. For example, text messages, bank security videos, transactions from banks taking out money, and then text messages showing the transfer of money. So if they're able to trace that these things actually happened and were connected to pitches that they're claiming were thrown, purposefully rigged so that the bettors would win on these pitches, on these prop bets, which are basically the bets placed on individual player performances. It's going to be very difficult. So what they're going to try to do is they're going to try to deny intent here and state of mind that, that they were talking. So a lot of the text messages are very cryptic. They could say they were talking about two completely separate things, that there was no connection. They could say that these pitches were not purposefully thrown in order to, as part of a conspiracy to rig the game. So, but this is going to be adjudged, if it even gets to court, by jurors. And I think that the evidence, which allegedly was compiled over the course of years, at least for Class A, is going to be overwhelming here, especially since there is communication that was obtained by the government.
Amy Dash joining us. She's our Odyssey Sports legal insider. Amy, on X, you made a comment after a story about all this. Why would anyone blow a $20 million contract, and that's what Class A has ahead of them the next 2 years, to throw rigged pitches for a few thousand bucks? If true, this is bonkers. I felt exactly the same way, and it makes me think, Amy, that there's something that we're all missing here that hasn't come out yet, or something behind all of this. Could that be possible, and could that be any kind of a defense for these guys? Because this is silly. You know, they've got millions on the line, and they're getting $5,000-$7,000.
Right, and I don't want to go too far down the rabbit hole here, but there is a connection to, they're both from the Dominican Republic. Allegedly, in the indictments, it says that the bettors, some of them were from the Dominican Republic, that some of the money that allegedly was kicked back to these players was then transferred to people in the Dominican Republic, not necessarily going directly to the players, but to associates of theirs in the Dominican Republic. So one has to wonder whether there were relationships there that could have put some pressure, some duress, they call it in legal terms, on, were there gambling debts, were there obligations here that these players may have been threatened? Again, complete speculation, but were they put under pressure to participate in something like this, if in fact this is all true? So that is one possible defense, you're right. But it doesn't make sense, and I think also, you know, you have to take into account that sometimes there are temptations and sometimes personality defects, you know, recklessness gets in the way and people are short-sighted. And some people are addicted to gambling. Some may say that it's a disease of sorts. So I think there's a lot of different factors here, and it's hard to really know what was their motivation.
Amy Dash joining us, Odyssey Sports legal insider on the Fan Hotline. So Luis Ortiz showed up. He posted a $500K bond on Monday after his arrest warrant was there. Nothing out of Emmanuel Clase yet. Is there anything that can happen? Because from our knowledge, he's down in the Dominican Republic right now. What are the odds of him actually, you know, this sounds bad, but showing up to this court date to begin with? Can the government do anything to get him back into the country to have him show up?
Well, that's sort of interesting because they would have to cooperate with a foreign government to try to have him extradited over here to face these charges. And you're bringing up a good point. Is the plan here to be a fugitive to try to evade these charges? We don't know. We don't know if the person is going to surrender themselves. If, in fact, there's a lifetime ban on the table with MLB, is there even motivation to come back to the States and face these charges if he's convicted and then his career's sort of in the dumps? We saw that Ortiz was arraigned, as you mentioned. He had to surrender his passport. He can only travel to Massachusetts and New York. This case could go on for months. It could go on for years. There may or may not be a plea deal offered. And so if there's prison on the table, if there's a lifetime ban on the table, certainly it's an option to try to not come and face the charges. I don't think that would end well because foreign governments do cooperate. But that is something that could be at play here.
Amy, do you see any path for these two guys to play in the major leagues again?
If convicted, I personally don't, just based on precedent. There are many rules, MLB Rule 21, specifically, that says that there is a lifetime ban as punishment. It prohibits players from gambling on games they're involved in. They're not allowed to ask others to place bets on their behalf. They can't knowingly benefit financially or assist with bets placed by others. Can't even use their cell phones, really, during games except texting to spouses and other family members in emergencies. So the fact that these guys contractually agreed to obey these rules and also contractually agreed to the high standards of personal conduct, fair play, and good sportsmanship. And the fact that Major League Baseball, interestingly, is listed as a victim here in this case for being deprived of their honest services, if in fact, you know, these allegations are true, that if there is a conviction, I do not see them ever playing in the league again. And, you know, we've seen this happen in the past. We've seen this happen recently. Last year, MLB imposed a ban on San Diego's Padres third baseman, who had placed nearly 400 bets on baseball over the course of a year. So there were numerous games that were listed in this indictment that were allegedly rigged, and that if true, not only affects the betting platform, the league, but also people who place bets on the outcomes of games and the standings for the league itself. Because if the games were compromised, then the entire league itself was tainted in terms of the legitimacy of the games.
Amy Dash joining us, our Odyssey Sports legal insider on the Fan Hotline. Amy, this has no correlation, or this is not connected in any way to the giant FBI investigation into the NBA gambling, correct?
You know, we don't know, and that's an interesting question, because as you bring up, very similar allegations were recently brought against Terry Rozier. And you have to question whether the DOJ and the FBI are conducting a broader investigation, because the timelines are very similar. They had been investigating Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier in the NBA back to 2023, also to 2025. So if, in fact, this was a huge investigation cooperation with the betting platforms across major leagues, and we're told that these investigations are ongoing, yes, it could be one overarching investigation, and there may be more names and more leagues that could be implicated soon, depending on what the evidence shows. So we'll never know, because the FBI will never admit or deny the details of an investigation that haven't been made public. That's just their overarching policy. But it certainly seems like this is something that has been going on for a long time as part of a coordinated effort at the federal level.
Amy, not too long ago, gambling was legal in Las Vegas. It was legal in Atlantic City, and it was legal in very few other places. Now it's legal all over the place. We have sports books here in Ohio, gambling companies sponsoring, giving money to teams. Our insiders are sponsored by a gambling company. We do advertisements for them, and major league teams, NBA teams, NFL teams embracing that. But there's a balance. How do they find that balance if you're a professional sports league with professional athletes who are human beings and the legalized gambling aspects of all of this?
It's interesting, because the leagues were initially against the legalization of gambling. In fact, they were lobbying against it. And then when it seemed that many of the legislators were on board, the tables turned and there was a shift to seeing, well, maybe we can get a piece of the pie and we can cooperate and get some money back on this. And then, as you mentioned, it just exploded. And unfortunately, there was not enough foresight given to the implications. And so there were not procedural safeguards put in place. And now you have these scandals which are informing future policy. And so Major League Baseball just recently limited, in response to this scandal, is limiting bets on individual pitches to $200. They're banning parlaying the bets on those pitches. And hopefully other leagues will follow suit. And perhaps there should be a commission across the leagues about, you know, deterrence, but certainly these types of arrests and the media attention and the implications here, I think, will reverberate through the other leagues and act to place a little bit of fear into these professional athletes, as you see, like you mentioned, how much money is at stake and how they're literally throwing their careers in the garbage. 10, 20, you know, sometimes $100 million contracts in exchange for thousands of dollars. And so even getting involved, I think, with not just the betting platforms, but some of these underground betting operations, which, as we saw in the other case at the NBA, some of them are tied allegedly to the mafia, according to the government. So once you get involved in those types of schemes, sometimes it's actually hard to get yourself out, because there are other threats and things that accompany that. So I think, you know, people are going to be very careful about how they share information, and not knowing where that information will be sent. Even within the walls of a locker room, you have to be careful about what you say and how much information gets out.
Amy, just a
now, we're seeing the real world consequences.
Aren't we, though? Just a couple of seconds. Is this all isolated? Is this it? Or are we seeing the tip of the iceberg?
I think, you know, once the FBI conducts a years-long investigation and really makes a big spectacle of it with the press conferences, everything, I think these are the larger fish that they're trying to fry. And we may see some other people, but usually by this point, a lot of the cooperation has already gone on behind the scenes. But they say the investigation is ongoing, so really it remains to be seen.
Thank you for your expertise, Amy. Greatly appreciate it.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Amy Dash, our Odyssey legal insider, joining us on the hotline. And insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. And there you go. That's exactly what we're talking about. It's everywhere. It's legal. But not if you're a professional athlete. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.